before the Torah talks about the building of the Mishkan and the Klei HaMishkan in this week's Parsha, it first mentions the concept of Shabbos, of Shmir Shabbos. And we find this in Parshas Kisisa as well. A few times, the Torah, in the context of the Mishkan, it juxtaposes the idea of Shmir Shabbos. And the question is why? What's the connection between Binyan HaMishkan and Shabbos? So Rashi here explains that it teaches a halacha, that ein binyan beis hamikdash, ein binyan hamishkan doches haShabbos. The Torah mentions Shabbos first to remind Bezalel, to remind all the artisans that binyan beis hamikdash is not doches Shabbos. This is one answer. But perhaps there's another answer as well. Maybe the Torah is trying to emphasize that there are two types of kiddush. There's kiddushas makom and there's kiddushas zman. There's kedusha of a place, of a location, right? And there's kedusha in time. When it comes to kedushas makom, the Mishnah at the beginning of Maseches Kelim outlines eser kedushos. There are 10 different levels of kedusha of different makomos, zeh lifnim mizeh, that have extra kedusha. And of course, we know that the Beis Hamikdash was the makom that was most mekudesh in the whole world. Even the Beis Hamikdash itself had different makomos, mechitzos within mechitzos. Different levels of Kedusha within the Mikdash itself. That's Kedushas Makom. What is Kedushas Makom? The Beis HaMikdash is a Makom of the Shechina. It's a bias of the Shechina. And the Kedushas Makom is the Kedusha of the Shechina that resides in the Beis HaMikdash, that resides in that place. But besides Kedushas Makom, there's also Kedushas Zman. There are different Zmanim, different times in the calendar, different days on the calendar that have different levels of Kedusha. Rosh Chodesh is more Mekudesh than a Yom Chol. Yom Tov Derabbanan, Chanukah and Purim is more Mekudesh than a Rosh Chodesh. Yom Tov Deraisa, Sukkot and Pesach, Shavuos, that's even more Mekudesh than a Yom Tov Derabbanan. Yom HaKippurim is more Mekudesh. And Shabbos is the most Mekudesh of all. Of all of the Zmanim, the Kedushas HaZman, the ultimate Kedusha of Zman is in Shabbos. Kedushas Mokom and Kedushas Zman. At first glance, you think that the two types of Kedusha, but the truth is they really focus on the same thing. Both Kedushas Mokom and Kedushas Zman are about Kedushas HaShechina. Kedusha of the Shechina. The Beis HaMikdash is a Mokom of the Shechina. And the way that we feel a Kedushas HaMikdash is by connecting with the Shechina in the Beis HaMikdash. And Kedushas Zman is a Kedusha of the Shechina also. A person has the opportunity to connect to the Shechina even if he's not in the Beis HaMikdash, even if he's not in any particular place. Even Bizman Sha'im Beis HaMikdash Kayim, a person can connect to the Shechina in the special Zmanim of Kedusha. The Kedusha of the Shechina, the Kedusha Sazman, the ultimate Kedusha Sazman of the Shechina is in Shabbos. We connect to the Shechina most in Shabbos. How do we feel the Shechina in Shabbos? Shem Shem Pinkus in his Sefer Shabbos Malkisa develops the idea that the Beis HaMikdash was the makom for Gilui Kvod Shamayim. The Beis HaMikdash was the makom in the world for Gilui Kvod Shamayim. That's where people connected to the Shechina and they saw Kvod Shamayim. And Shabbos accomplishes the same thing. Shabbos is the zman that we feel, we see a Gilui of Kvod Shamayim. When we have a Shvisa, when we stop Malochim, when we disconnect ourselves from the mitzius of the world, from the gashmius of the world, so what remains? What is there after all the gashmius falls away? Yichud Hashem. That's what remains. Everything's kutcha bricha at that point. The niskav Hashem levado bayom hahu. What's the bayom hahu referring to? Bayom hahu, biyom shekulo Shabbos. That's ultimately. Right? Ba'olu moshim, biyom shekulo Shabbos. That's the niskav Hashem. That's when there'll be an ultimate Gilui Kvod Shamayim. That's when everyone will see and everyone will fully appreciate Malchus Shamayim. When there's no Mitzius, when there's no independent Mitzius to the Gashmius of the world, when all the physicality of the world is harnessed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so everything is Kutcha Becha. Everything is Kedushas HaShechina. And that's what Shabbos is about. It's a Zman when we disconnect from the world, and by disconnecting from the world, we connect to the Shechina. We connect to the Shechina. We know that in Sifrei Kabbalah there are different midos. There's L'cha Hashem, Hagdula, Hagvura, etc. There are different midos. What's the seventh midah? What's the midah Hashvius? Malchus. Yom Hashvi, Shabbos, Shabbos is the day of Malchus. It's the day of Gilui Kvod Shemayim, Gilui Malchus Shemayim. That's the connection between Beis HaMikdash and Shabbos. Beis HaMikdash is a makom of the Shechina. It's the bias of the Shechina. Shabbos is also a zman that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings his Shechina. Right? He lives in the makom of... He lives in Shabbos. You know, it's interesting that Shabbos is referred to as a kala. Bo'i kala, bo'i kala. Why is Shabbos referred to as a kala? The Gemara in Shabbos in the Kuf Yud Ches quotes Rabbi Yossi, who says, Miyamai lo karasi le'ishti ishti ala beisi. Beiso zo ishto. A wife is referred to as a bias. Doesn't sound like such a nice thing to call her, right? Wife is called a bias. What does that mean? It means that the wife is the ikar kvius of a person. The bias, that's the makom, that's where he lives. That's the ikar makom of the person. The bias symbolizes the kvius of the person, and that's what the kala is supposed to be. The kala is the ikar bias, as Rashi on the Gemara says. She defines the makom of the husband. That's his ikar makom. We say in the tefillah of Shabbos in Maariv, we say, Efros Solenu Sukkah Shlomecha. Shabbos is referred to as Sukkah Shlomecha. It's a sukkah. Shabbos is a bias of the Shechina. It's a sukkah of the Shechina. It's the makom of the Shechina. On Shabbos, we feel secure. We feel protected. We feel at home. We feel in the bias of the Shechina. But the truth is, it's even deeper than that. Because Shabbos symbolizes our kesher with the Shechina that goes beyond location. It's just a zman. There's no makom, really. The Beis HaMikdash is in a particular makom. But Shabbos, the Kedusha of Shabbos, we have without the Beis HaMikdash. We have even bezman she'ein Beis HaMikdash kai. Shabbos is called a sukkah, it's not called a bais. Because a sukkah is a movable hut. It doesn't have to have any makom kavua. And that's what Shabbos is. Shabbos, in a sense, is on a higher level than the Beis HaMikdash. Because it's something through which we can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu without any makom, without any connection to location. It's beyond makom. And maybe that's the deeper meaning of the Rashi. That ain't b'ni beis hamikdash doches haShabbos, because Shabbos is on a higher level. Shabbos symbolizes the ultimate connection that we have with the Shechina. It really goes beyond makom. It's just a sukkala that can move from place to place, can move. It doesn't have to be so kavua. That's really the connection that we have with the Shechina. When we're megala kvod shamayim, when we recognize, when we have a hakara of malchus shamayim, when we appreciate HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, that's really the ultimate kiddush of Shabbos. You know, there's an interesting discussion in the poskim whether there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos, whether there's an obligation of simcha on Shabbos. You know, on Yom Tov, there's a mitzvah of simchas Yom Tov. In the Sefer Torah Tzmim and Parashas Bereishis, so here's a discussion whether there's a mitzvah of simcha on Shabbos. There are sources back and forth whether there's a chiyuv or not a chiyuv. But the truth is, even if there's no obligation of simcha on Shabbos the same as on Yom Tov, there's no question that Shabbos is a zman when one should feel a sense of simcha. After all, that's what we say in davening. Yismachu v'malchuscha. What's the simcha of Shabbos? The simcha of Shabbos is to recognize Malchus Shemayim. That's the ultimate simcha. When we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in control, he's in control of all the parnas, he's in control of all of the success we have the whole week. When we realize Malchus Shemayim is nothing but him, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one. Right? The mitzvahs of the world is butter. Only Malchus Shemayim is what's really significant. When we really understand that, that produces a sense of simcha. Because sometimes it's difficult. A person feels overwhelmed. How am I going to accomplish? How am I going to be able to do anything? But when we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, and he's the one pulling all the strings, he's the one controlling everything, it's all Malchus Shemayim. So that can produce a tremendous sense of simcha. That's really what the Kedusha of Shabbos is all about. That could be zochen, to really feel the Kedusha of Shabbos in the fullest extent, to internalize the message of Shabbos. Hopefully HaKadosh Baruch Hu in return will be mashpia upon us, will shower us with all of his bracha. Shabbos. Okay.